One of the big stories in the business world over the past year has been Marissa Meyer's turnaround effort at Yahoo. Since taking over, she's made major acquisitions like buying the blogging site Tumblr, and she's tried to improve worker morale. Today is Meyer's first anniversary on the job, and as it happens, yesterday, Yahoo reported its earnings for the year. The stock price is soaring, but sales are flat and revenue is down. To discuss Yahoo's fortunes, NPR's Steve Henn joined us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Steve, what should Wall Street make of Yahoo's new earnings report, which sounds to me at least like a mixed bag?
You know, it really was a mixed bag. And I think investors and analysts could choose to look at it in one of two ways. They could either focus on the numbers, or they could choose to pay attention to the story Marissa Meyer is telling about Yahoo. And since she took over, she's argued that Yahoo needed a turnaround. And right now, she says she's in the middle of it. The first thing she did was recruit great people. And then she said the company needed to start focusing on building exciting new products that would drive new traffic to Yahoo's sites. That, Meyer says, is where Yahoo is now. Traffic is finally increasing. This is how Meyer put it.
Renewed traffic growth in the face of multiple years of decline is, to my knowledge, unprecedented among industry players that operate with billions of page views.
So that's Meyer in the earnings call yesterday. And she's arguing that if Yahoo focuses on quality products, eventually new revenue will follow. This is the same argument you hear from startups. Build the product first and worry about the money later. Now you're hearing it from an industry icon, Yahoo.
Well, what if investors don't want to worry about the money later? What, in fact, did the financial results look like?
They weren't that great. You know, in the U.S. market, internet advertising is still growing really fast. Nationally, this industry expanded by something like 15% this year. Not only is Yahoo failing to keep pace with that expansion, it's actually losing ground. Revenues in its internet ad business fell by double digits. That's in contrast to ad revenues at Yahoo's biggest competitors like Google and Facebook and Twitter, all growing by double digits. So even though Yahoo's still quite profitable, its core business is shrinking. One bright spot financially for Yahoo is its stake in the Alibaba Group. This is a Chinese e-commerce site that Yahoo invested in a few years ago. Yahoo still owns about a quarter of that company. Alibaba is booming and it's gearing up for a big IPO. The long-term plan appears to be to sell off some of its stake in these Asian properties and then reinvest that money domestically and hope for a hit.
And, you know, we talk about morale. One thing that Marissa Meyer did this past year that actually created enough of a controversy it got her off the business pages and onto the front pages,
right,
was when she ended the company's policy of allowing people to work from home. How is company morale?
Well, you know, it's always tough to judge, but on the earnings call yesterday, Meyer made the point of saying that Yahoo's, as corporate employees are known, are as productive and focused as they've ever been. As the company's CEO, of course, she has to say that, but she did have a few stats to back up these claims. The company is now receiving up to 10,000 applications a month for jobs there, which is a big step up. And many of those new applicants are former Yahoo employees who have decided that now could be a good time to come back. So those are both encouraging signs.
Now, there is one sort of odd thing Meyer started just this week, and that was allowing people to take over other people's old Yahoo email addresses if those addresses haven't been used for a year. What is the company trying to do?
Well, I think they're trying to generate a little buzz. You know, if you've ever signed up for an email address at a popular site, say Gmail, you probably weren't able to get your name. You might have had to settle for Armontaine, you know, 123. This is Yahoo's bid to lure people onto its email service with the possibility that they could get, you know, a much simpler email address than the one they're using now. Or at least that's the hope.
Steve, thanks.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was NPR's technology correspondent, Steve Henn, speaking to us from Silicon Valley.